Good afternoon, Hope College. Thank you for joining us today on the fifth episode of Humans of Hope. This is Taylor Dunn and
Amanda Olson.
And this week we are interviewing Professor Susan Cherub. Thank you so much for being on the show.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So just kind of to start off the interview, how long have you been teaching at Hope and what courses do you teach here?
I have been teaching at Hope, I believe, 43 years.
Wow.
And my background is special education, so I teach exceptional child, I teach clinical experiences in special ed, I teach encounter with cultures, and I'm the coordinator of the education department's technology team.
And kind of going along into your history, where did you get your undergraduate degree and your graduate degree?
Hope College and Western Michigan University. Go Broncos!
Awesome. And so how did you kind of hear about Hope for your undergrad and then decide to continue working here as a professor? What really drew you to the school?
Well, my whole family had gone to Western Michigan University. So I wanted to break away, so I decided to come to Hope. I knew nothing about Hope. I had never visited. So the first day I came as a freshman, and I enjoyed it. How I got here as a professor, I was teaching students with emotional impairments, happily doing that. I taught adult basic ed in the evenings, and I worked in the migrant program in the summers. Life was good. And then they asked if I would come and set up the special ed program at Hope. So I got a leave of absence and said, sure. Well, I fully expected to go back to my teaching job, but you can't set up a program in a year. Mm-hmm. So that was 42 years ago, and I'm still here.
Awesome. And so what kind of drew you to the special education and education field, both considering a major and like continuing to pursue that into being a professor as well?
I come from a long line of teachers. I had a lot of aunts who were teachers. I just always wanted to teach. I would play school in our basement, eat chalk. My dad had a chalkboard for me. I just knew, it was just in my heart, I was going to teach. My sister said, I don't know what I want to do, but I know I don't want to teach. So I just came to Hope. I was a Spanish major and English and history minor. So then I went to teaching, and then I got my endorsements in special ed and set up this program. I don't know, it was just always in me to teach.
And you are a great teacher.
Oh.
I had you for Encounters with Cultures, and it was great. So definitely take the class if you're considering.
And so I've heard that you've traveled a lot, and can you elaborate on where you've traveled and what has been your favorite places to travel?
I love to travel. I have been to every continent, including the Antarctic, which I would recommend going. The Drake Passage is the most exciting adventure to get through on a Russian icebreaker. But I always wanted to just immerse myself in different places and stay there long enough to learn about the people and the culture. And again, I just always loved to travel. So I studied at Oxford and spent a summer in Europe, England and Europe. Then I studied again in Africa, so I was there for a whole summer. That's the beauty of teaching, you've got your whole summer. So on that trip, we studied in Africa, then we went around the world, and so again, I just love to travel, I love to meet people, I love to do different things, and so that has enriched my life so much, because when you step out of your comfort zone and do something different, you grow as a person, and it might be very uncomfortable, but it's very good for you. So I just love to travel. I'd recommend everyone just getting out of their comfort zone and doing something different.
Yeah, very good advice. I love to travel too, so I connect with this a lot, and I've been out of the country too. So what has been your favorite place to travel by far?
I don't think I could pick a favorite. I mean, I love the Antarctic and the adventure of that, and no McDonald's or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I love Machu Picchu and being there and learning about that culture. I love being down under in Australia. I loved England. I think what I can do is enjoy wherever I am. And so that makes it difficult to say the Swiss Alps were the best, or Mexico City was the best, or Cusco, or Ushuaia, or anything like that. Because when I'm there, that's the best place.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. It's just my opinion, but I just like where I'm at.
And you've been involved, I know, in a lot of things here at Hope, too. I know you lead the Rosebud trip every May term, mm-hmm. which is a great opportunity and everything. And do you want to speak a little bit about your history with the Rosebud trip at all, mm-hmm. and what you've kind of learned and some of your favorite aspects of the trip?
Sure. Well, before Rosebud, I took groups to Brownsville, Texas for May terms, and I love the Mexican culture. Well, then I got married midway through life, and I thought, gosh, maybe I better stay home and not be going all over the place. Well, my husband was in the Merchant Marines, so I gave up the May term in Brownsville, Texas, and of course, the next May, he had to go out on the boats during May. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, what am I doing home? So my brother was living in South Dakota. So I did a road trip out there, and I said I'd like to set up a May term out here. So he introduced me to the superintendent. And the superintendent said to me, what are you coming out here for? To save Indians? I said, no. And he said, well, what are your goals? And I said, real simple, we have two. One is to learn the history and the culture of the Lakota Sioux, immerse ourselves here. And the second is to practice our professional skills, whether we're teachers, nurses, or social workers. So we'll be involved in something. So he said, come on out. Well, wonderful. When we went out, he had left and gone to Alabama, but the next superintendent welcomed us. So it was kind of tough those first 3 years, kind of building up the trust. In fact, the first fellow who went with me on our way home, it had been a rough first year. Somewhere in Iowa, he got out of the van and he said, I'm never going back there. Well, I didn't say anything to him, but we got back and school started in the fall, and by October he said, well, when are we going to recruit for Rosebud? So we went back. And I think the best thing about that is that Hope students immerse themselves in a different culture. They don't run home at night. They're in unfamiliar setting with different people, and it really stretches them. And before we had cell phones, it was wonderful because they couldn't call home and they couldn't be in touch with anybody. It's a little different now with cell phones. But I think they grow as people and professionals. I grow every year. And I think everyone, when we come back, it takes us a week or two to get our heads back on straight and think about what we've experienced in almost a third world country, although we're in the United States. So it's good for all of us again to grow and to learn. And I just love it. I just love it, even though it's tough. It is so tough to see poverty, abuse, alcoholism, addictions. That's the norm. We have all that stuff in Western Michigan, but that's the norm. And so, yes, that's how I got there, and I hope we can continue this program.
And it definitely is a great program. I loved it, and I would definitely recommend that, too, to anyone listening. It's a great experience to, like you said, to grow and kind of get outside your comfort zone to hear about people who are different from you, which is an important thing to have for any future career, whether it be teaching or social work or anything beyond. So
it's good for anyone, just for a person to encounter some of these things.
Exactly, for sure.
But a good point for hope. Leland Little Dog talks to our groups every year and tells stories. And it took him quite a while before he warmed up to Hope students. And one day he said, "I really like Hope students." And I said, "I'm glad to hear that, Leland. Why do you like Hope students?" He said, "Because they listen, they're non-judgmental, and they're eager to learn. And not everybody is like that." So that was a real compliment to the Hope students.
For sure.
And what has been your most memorable experience about the Rosebud May term? If you had to choose one.
If I had to choose, and you see I have problems with making choices. The most memorable, I think, well, was being invited to go to a sweat lodge. I felt like I was really welcomed and trusted by Indian people. We don't have that as a part of our course. I feel that if we did, that kind of puts us in a touristy mode. Okay, all the Hope kids go to a sweat and this. And there are different ways to view that, but when I was asked just to come by myself, I really felt like I was a part of the group and that they had accepted me.
And so the past couple of questions have been kind of getting to know you as a professor. And the next couple of questions are just kind of getting to know you as a person as well. And like life outside of Hope College and from teaching. And so we were just wondering if you had any favorite things to do or fun hobbies that you like to do outside of the school setting. I know you mentioned you like traveling.
Well, you have to remember, I was an old maid school teacher, and I can say this, and my husband was a crusty old seaman. So when we got together, it was an adjustment for both of us. And I think we have no children or grandchildren or anything. So life for us really revolves around Hope and its students and its extracurricular. We love women's basketball, and that is a big thing we wouldn't miss. I have to tell you a little story about that. When I was a junior in high school, I came home from school crying one day. My mother said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Mrs. Claridge, our basketball coach, quit. They're not going to replace her." Well, my mother said, "She teaches full time. She has four little girls, and they don't pay her to coach." And I said, "So what?" I wanted so badly, our whole team did. So that was the end of basketball for me. So that's why I think I followed the women so closely. And they've come so far. We are involved with Western Michigan University. My husband played football there, so we go to all kinds of events there. And we love little road trips here and there. We have a condo in Perdido Key, Florida, and when we can get away, we'll sneak down there. And we love having friends and family over. We're going to have our little basketball posse this weekend for the women's tournament. So that's about where our life is.
Here's a silly question to ask, but in your opinion, what do you think is worse, laundry or dishes?
Laundry or dishes? Well, there's something therapeutic in doing both of those things. I would say laundry.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Any, like, specific reason why, or...?
I guess the folding afterwards. Mm-hmm. I think there's more satisfaction if you wash dishes by hand.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, and I used to do that with my Aunt Vita and Aunt Gertrude when I was at their home. Mm-hmm. So there was something kind of relational about that.
For sure. Yeah.
That's such an interesting... Is there a prominent answer, or is that, does that tell you anything about yourself?
I don't know
yourself?
If it tells you anything about yourself.
It's just an interesting preference, yeah. Like, I know I prefer to do dishes because, like, you work really hard and you see an immediate result that it's clean. Uh-huh. And, like, I did that, even though it's really small. But laundry and the machine clean, so you're just like,
And you're artistic, so you like to be using
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then another funny question, but do you prefer ice cream or gelato?
Oh, ice cream.
Is there
a specific flavor or just...
All flavors. And I like making it in the ice cream maker. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love ice cream.
And then is there any kind of funny or unknown fact about you that you could share with all of our listeners? Just something interesting about you that not a lot of people may know.
Wow. I guess I have an elephant collection that I don't talk too much about, but I got a ton of them at home. I rode an elephant in India, and I just thought, wow, this is the greatest thing in the world, so I started collecting elephants.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen your elephant collection. It is so cool. I love it, for sure. And then, I guess to kind of wrap up this interview, if you were to give any advice to an incoming freshman about either life or the transition into Hope or college, what would you say?
I would say be here now. Be in the moment. Don't go to the past and don't get so far in the future or the next week or the next day. Just be here now and enjoy what's happening and problem solve the problems. Is, I think, what I would say. And I know over the past even 10 years teaching, the level of anxiety for college students has risen. There are so many demands, so many pressures, and I really feel badly about that. And I mean, that's significant, I think, from my point of view. And I would hope you can concentrate on this moment, and not agonize too far in the future and not regret so much in the past. Just be here now.
And that's definitely good advice.
For sure. Well, thank you very much, Professor Shara, for this lovely interview. It's been so fun getting to know you, and we appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come and talk to us. And I'm sure our listeners will appreciate and love hearing about you and your story, because I know I did. I loved it. I thought it was so interesting.
Thank you.
This has been the 5th episode of Humans at Hope with Amanda Olson and
Taylor Dunn.
To check out the previous 4 episodes, go to anchor.hope.edu. Also, pick up the newest edition of the Anchor whenever you see one. Have a great week, Hope College.